All right, well, we're trying something totally new here today. We've decided, because people are hoarding things and then they're worried they're going to run out of things, or maybe some people go to the store and they get freaked out by the crowds and they're just going to go into their cupboards, they're going to go into their pantries, whatever they got, they're going to go into their drawers, they're going to find things just to put together to eat. And what we thought we would do is, over the next couple of days or weeks, we're going to have celebrity chefs join us every single day of the show. We're going to have a contest in which callers will call. They will win. They will do a specific number caller, like caller number 19. And then caller number 19 wins a $25 gift certificate to Lou Malnati's and tells us what they would like to make from their kitchen that night. And then we have the celebrity chef an hour later come on and give them a recipe. And one of our favorites of all times, Mike Arcimone from the United Center, as well as all the other Levy stadiums, many of the Levy stadiums around the country, if not the world, is the chef. You have made things out of things. You were in the Marines, too. You have made things out of things you couldn't possibly imagine making things out of, right?
You are exactly right, especially in the military. You come across some very interesting products
yes.
that you got to get creative with, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so this is going to be a good one right here. We're going to see if you could possibly, I don't know how anybody's going to be able to figure this out at all. All right, here's our winner right here. And, all right, Glenn, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, bro.
All right, Glenn, what are the three ingredients? Because we are asked for just three ingredients. We would like a protein, a starch, and vegetables, if at all possible. What did you choose, Glenn?
I don't know if it'll stump Chef Mike, but I came up with a can of cream of asparagus soup, spaghetti noodles, and a can of Spam.
All right.
look at how gleeful he is about the fact that he's making something that sounds like it'd be totally disgusting, but I think you can work this out, Mike.
Oh yeah, 100%. Well, as we know, Spam is very versatile. And then hearing that you have spaghetti and cream asparagus, a lot of the work's already done for us. So what I'm thinking is we make like a pasta carbonara, and we use the Spam as our pancetta or bacon, and we sub it with, you know, use that as that sub. So I would cook your pasta, you know, boiling water, salt, olive oil, drain it. I would heat up the cream of asparagus. I wouldn't bring it up too fast, so I'd bring it up really slow, get it to a, once it starts to boil. I toss in the spaghetti, and while you're doing that, I would dice the Spam and start to slow cook it to where you start to crispy it up, like when you're kind of rendering bacon, and get a little crisp to it. And then you could either fold the Spam into the pasta and the cream of asparagus, or you can garnish it on top and then finish it with some good shaved Parmesan cheese and a loaf of bread. And you got a great pasta carbonara right there. I mean,
gotcha, Glenn. Gotcha. Right there. This man just did something totally delicious.
What time, Chef, coming over?
Yeah, giddy up.
Now he's got a little time on his hands, but that
if
is really
Deerfield. I could be there within minutes, but
all right, Glenn.
Winoka, it's a little ways away.
Yeah. All right. Did you get all that? Because that sounds like a delicious idea.
Yeah, it does.
All right, Glenn.
We might have to try that.
Yeah, why don't you try exactly what he just said? We've got your information. We'll make sure that you got the exactly what he just said, because I know when chefs start talking, they're talking about folding stuff and all kinds of things. I never understand exactly what it is that they're doing. So Glenn, I really appreciate it, man. Thanks very much. Hold on one second until we get all of your information. All right, Mike, let's talk a little bit about what your life is like right now. Because a lot of this stuff is shut down, but you guys got to get ready to be ready for this to come back at any moment, right?
Yeah, there's just a lot of conversations going on about what practices and things we'll put in place once we come out of this event, how our world's probably going to change, you know, like it did any other major event that's happened in our country. So it's just planning for that, doing the best we can do to save the food that we have already, you know, freezing things that can be frozen, donating food that can be donated to local food banks and different things like that to help those in need. So, you know, just, again, like you said, Ro, just staying ahead of everything so that when it does come back, we're not so surprised and we're not ready. Because, you know, when it does come back, there are going to be a lot of people looking to get out and hang out.
Yeah.
It could be pretty crazy at that point.
So the supply chain is confusing, or actually it's confounding a lot of people, how this is actually going to work. People who are in the middle of the supply chain, especially, you know, it goes, you know, farmers to processors to you guys, to all the different types of retail that exist as well. And because food, it spoils, people are not exactly sure how much to make. And if the restaurants are shut down for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it ends up being, not just here, but all over the country, there is going to be there's going to be a backlog. Things are going to go bad. I mean, this has a real ripple effect, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And I would say to people, you know, just be careful with your purchase. And, you know, it's probably best to stay with things that are processed right now, because they will hold a lot longer. Your frozen vegetables and different things like that are already, you know, blast frozen once they're picked and things like that. And then that way you're not so concerned about how can I eat spinach for 4 more days. You know, you don't have to worry about that. But you can always at home cook things off and kind of freeze them on your own, even though, like, freezers at home aren't built to really freeze product. It's just more of a holding thing so that, you know, you kind of slow down that process of the spoilage happening to the food. Yeah.
All right. Mike Arcimone from the United Center, as well as all these other great Levy stadiums around North America. Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure.
You still there?
Yeah. Well, yes. You just say giddy up, okay. And then we're good.
Giddy up.
All right. Thank you very much. And by the way, we'd like to thank Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Order online at loumalnati's.com or Lou Malnati's app for curbside pickup. No contact delivery. Very important this time of our history. We got the news from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in 2 minutes.
Radio Chicago.